This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here for another about 53 minutes or so, give or take. Like I said, try and answer as many of your gardening questions as possible. So definitely give us a call so we can help you out. It's a warm one. When we started the show 3 hours ago, it was 63 degrees out. In the 3 hours, it has raised 10 degrees. It's warm. I'm telling you, I can feel it. So if you got to do anything, get out there now to do that work in the garden. So you can enjoy the rest of the day in the air conditioning, maybe. Or, hey, if you like the heat, get outside and go to the beach. I, on the other hand, not a huge fan of heat. But is what it is. We do have some calls on the line, so we're going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Kelly's in Barnstable.
Kelly, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
For taking my call.
No problem.
I planted a beautiful garden this year, and the last night there was a deer in there. I found him out there about 10 o'clock, and we scared him out of the yard, and I would like the name of a deterrent, the best deer deterrent or repellent that you can give me.
So for deer, one of the better ones that I like is a product called Bobex.
Say again, please.
Bobex. So Bobex. It's a they have a deer and rabbit repellent that I find works really well. You can spray it on there. It's a good one to spray the whole plant. They come in multiple styles, concentrates, ready to use. I find that it is one of the better ones for it. So look for the deer repellent from Bobex. It has like it's a white bottle with green lettering versus their animal repellent, which is the has the rabbit on it. That is definitely one to use. One of the reasons why I like it is it doesn't wash off once it's applied, right? So a lot of products, if we get heavy rain, not that we're really worried about rain right now because we would love for it to rain, but if they get wet, even with like a sprinkler system, it'll wash off. So this is one of those, once it gets on there, it sits for a little bit, it stays on, I believe it's for about 30 days.
Wow, that's great. That's great.
So definitely it's Bobex. So Bobex.
Okay. Now, is this harmful to children or dogs or anything?
No. It's I'm trying to get the active ingredient on here. I can't remember off the top of my head what it is.
But it's safe.
Yeah.
Safe for children and dogs.
Yeah. I mean, you can spray it on there. It's all natural ingredients. I just don't know exactly what it is at
okay.
the moment.
Okay.
So it's not going to harm you. I would still wash it off if you're putting it on fruit or vegetables, just
sure.
like I would for anything, organic or not. Just I just want to make sure it's clean.
Okay.
So that's the one
that's right.
I'm trying to find what it actually is, and I just can't find it this morning. But I know it's okay to for pets and everything. So.
Oh, that's grand. Well, you've been very kind. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you and your program.
Well, thank you, Kelly. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
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 And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And Nathan, who's up next? All right. We've got some time here. I wish I could tell you exactly what that deer repellent was, but I'll figure it out at some point what the active ingredient is. And sometimes, you know, some of these have some egg solids on it, so it's not great to put onto your fruits and vegetables, whereas this is more of a natural. So definitely take a look at it. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Yeah, sorry about that. Lenore's in Turner Falls.
Eleanor, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, I have three questions.
Sure.
Good morning. Winter squash. It's 6 inches tall, about 6 leaves. They're kind of. I started them late. You think I'll still get fruit?
Well, so it could. You could. I mean, they will take a little bit of time to it. The one thing that would make me, you know, nervous is if we have a really extended period of heat where it's just a lot of heat for like 10, 14 days. That might push it a little bit, but some of these will fully mature at about 60 days. How long ago did you plant them?
Oh, they were in a pot because the seeds just didn't germinate until very late. So they were in a pot, then I took them out of the pot and put them in the ground. So they look pretty healthy.
Yeah.
Probably about, they've been in the process maybe over a month.
Okay, well, that's not a bad thing, then. That's
okay.
Actually okay, because,
right.
You know, we still need 60 total growing degree days where it'll help it. So if it's already been a month, even though it's not huge, it's still getting those days to maturity. So I would look at maybe adding some, you know, some fertilizer to it at this point, maybe like a Neptune's Harvest, you know, their fish and seaweed or their tomato and vegetable. It's going
okay.
to help build it up a little bit. It's young enough. It's young, but it's old enough where this fertilizer is going to help build it and make it stronger. So I think you're going to be okay.
Okay, good. So my next questions have to do with rabbits. And I didn't hear your whole report on rabbits.
Yep.
But why are they are reproducing like crazy. So they're just a nemesis here. I can't use that blood stuff because I have a Jack Russell Terrier who keeps looking for these rabbits and can't get them. So the specific question is, do rabbits hurt the hosta root? And the other thing, question about hostas is I have some brown leaves on some hostas, but not all. And, of
okay.
course, we're in this drought, and I just can't keep watering them.
Understandably so. So the... It doesn't directly affect right away, you know, rabbits do not directly affect the hosta roots right away.
Mm-hmm.
It will long term, right? Because the more damage you do above it, it's going to shock the plant, which could cause harm to the roots. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you could be seeing some issues. Some of the brown leaves that are on there. Now, do they start off as spots? Are they like kind of mosaic looking? And when you look through the leaf, or is it just brown?
It looks like it's not rotting. It's like it's drying up. It starts at the edges of the leaves or the edges of the plant. So the whole leaf gets tan and then brown, and they haven't fallen off.
Yep.
And it's only on one or two hosta plants, not related to the rabbit damage, because the rabbits aren't going into different areas as my Jack Russell searches. She's not into this area that the brown leaves are at.
Yep. So it could be a number of things. It could be based on some of the humidity, some of the moisture that's in it causing them to brown out. What I would suggest doing is cutting those brown leaves out. It also could be the opposite, where it's the drought effect. They kind of show the same way. And I know it's only affecting one versus others, but one just might have had something that caused it to be more susceptible to this right away. So I would clean off the brown leaves. So the brown, because it's not gonna be good for the plant long term. So definitely get rid of it that way to clean it up. Now, as far as repelling the rabbits, there are other products out there. I know you said that the dried blood is not the best with the Jack Russell. I mean, it's not gonna harm the dog. Because it's powder. Once you water it, it dissipates into the soil, and it creates a barrier around the area. And what happens is the rabbit smells the blood, has that fear that there's something there that could harm them, and goes the opposite way. And that product is called Rabbit Scram. And it works really well because when it gets watered in, it gets stronger. So definitely something to think about. I have to hit a break. I will be right back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Lenore. I apologize. We kind of went right up to the break, and we were talking a little bit. So just wanted to follow up if you had some more questions or follow up with what we had been discussing.
No, I think you answered everything. But why do we have so many rabbits? What is going on? Is this unusual?
No, it goes back to when COVID started, right? I mean, this is one thing to think about that I've looked at is a few things. There weren't as many people on the road, so rabbits were free and to run everywhere. There weren't the predator, i.e. the vehicle, out there to slow that down. The other thing I have heard, and I haven't looked into it enough to say that this is the actual reason, so don't quote me. I don't need emails from 100 people telling me I'm wrong. But I have read that because people were home, they found that there are more mice or, you know, rodents coming into the house. So they were using more poison or bait to kill the mice or rodents. Those rodents run outside because they try to find water. The hawks, who are their natural predator for the rodent, who are the natural predator for rabbits, are also predators for the rodents. They will find a rodent that has been hurt by the poison, will digest the rodent and the poison, and then it will end them as well. So this was an article a couple years ago out of Arlington, Mass., where they were noticing it. Again, I haven't done enough research to tell you, but I think that has part of it. I mean, it all kind of makes sense to the thought process. A lot more people were home. They were noticing things in their home more often or around the home. So they were doing things to protect the house, when in fact it just has a trickle down effect. And so the hawks are a major predator for rabbits, and there weren't as many around. They're starting to come back. I have noticed they are coming back more and more, but for a while there, there was nothing disturbing the life cycle of a rabbit. There was no natural predator there, and that's what was causing them, because they could just kind of go about their day and go everywhere and not worry about things. So I think that's part of it. I bet you there's more to it. I don't have that answer, but that is something that just the eye test, if you will, kind of makes some sense.
I have another philosophical question, maybe, or cause and effect. I have, mice have been coming into my house. So I have a trap, mouse traps, and I catch mice even in the summer. So is the mouse trap drawing the mice into my house because they smell the food, or should I take away the mouse trap and then not have any mice coming in?
Well, so that's the question, right? If you have it there, are they coming there? Or if you don't have it, are they still going to come in? Well, there's a couple things here. If they continue to be there, they're present. And when they find a way in, they're going to be there. Mice reproduce very quickly. There's that old saying about rabbits, how they produce. It's the same thing with mice, right? So you got to, you look at it that way. One thing I would look at doing is maybe instead of trying to trap, use something to repel, like a mint type smell. They have a product out there called Mouse Magic from Bonide. It's got a nice mint smell to it. Putting that around the house or around the perimeter of the house will help keep them out and prevent them from coming in instead of trapping them that way and getting rid of them. That would be up to you and what you want to do. But that really is the question. Are we attracting them in? I don't think we are. But, if you don't have it there, are they going to come in? You never know. But I think, I really think that, maybe it's a combination of both. Using something to repel them and having something there as a just in case.
Maybe I'll use the mint thing against rabbits, too.
Well, they have a different fear of smell. The mint's not going to do much for them, for the rabbits, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Lenore. Have a great one.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too.
All right, our phone number 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with
Weed Beater Ultimate. We've got Priscilla in Marshfield.
Weed Beater Ultimate. Next.
Ultimate.
Cool.
Systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. Priscilla. Kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one.
I think I can hear.
Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn.
I'm here.
All right, it'll just be a minute when we get into.
Take your time.
Awesome.
Temperatures of 65 or higher to work. Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone for fertilizer has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News.
Brittany Griner's legal team submitted a letter to a Russian court that showed she had been given medical clearance to use cannabis for chronic pain. Tests were also submitted showing that Griner met all anti-doping requirements. With that evidence submitted, it wraps up 2 days of critical hearings that focus on the detained American basketball player's character and athletic career. The WNBA star pleaded guilty last week to drug offenses after Russian customs officials found vape cartridges with cannabis oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport in February. Griner, who was in Russia playing basketball during her off-season break from the Phoenix Mercury, has been in custody ever since. This is USA Radio News. Russia's defense minister has called for the country's military to, quote, further intensify attacks on Ukraine, claiming it is trying to stop Ukraine from bombing civilian areas in Russian-backed territories. The move follows Vladimir Putin's hinting that Russia might soon ramp up war efforts. A judge has dismissed convictions in a horrific crime.
Three men were cleared Friday of one of the most horrific crimes in New York history. It happened in November 1995. Harry Kaufman was selling subway tokens during an overnight overtime shift when he was sprayed with gasoline and set on fire in the toll booth. He died 2 weeks later. A judge dismissed the convictions of Vincent Ellerby, James Irons, and Thomas Malik. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back to the calls. Nathan, who's up next?
Sorry about that. Priscilla's in Marshfield.
Priscilla, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are ready to help you out.
How
are you?
As always.
Well, thank you.
I was at my local nursery, Tomasi in Pembroke, and spotted a gorgeous plant. A Senecio angel wing. And okay. I had to have it. I bought it. And it's not happy. It's just not happy. So I was wondering if you might be able to give me some steerage on it. I currently have it outside. It's in its original pot, but it's just really droopy.
Okay. Now, so it's... The whole plant is kind of just like, seems like it's falling down. Not falling, but like.
It just looks unhappy. It's saggy and kind of limp feeling and sometimes when I give it a little water, it perks up. And then when I don't give it a little water, it perks up. It's very erratic and I.
Yeah, okay. So couple things. Now, is this in the ground or in a container?
No, it's still in a container.
Okay. So a couple things I'd look for you to do is put your hand at the base of the plant and hold the plant into the container and then flip it upside down and pull the pot off. I'd like for you to look at the root system in there. If the root system is circling... Or if it's like circled around the pot, it needs to be repotted. And so the underwatering or overwatering can have the same effects, right? So that's part of it. The other thing I want you to look for is what color the roots are. The color of the roots will determine good or bad, right? If it's like a fluorescent like orange, it's overwatered and we need to slow down a little bit. And that's why sometimes the... Adding water or not adding water can cause it to pop back up. So that's one thing. The other thing about it...
I popped it out and the roots are circling, but they're only little, very fine roots.
Okay, so they're starting to circle around the pot, which means it's time to upgrade it into a little bit bigger pot.
Okay.
Because it's stressing itself out. Roots just want to go wherever they want, right? They want to just spread out. But in a pot, they hit the side and then they just follow it to try to go wherever they can, but then they circle. And you're at the point where it's not too bad, so it's okay to just get it out, put it in another container. You really don't have to do much to the roots to allow them to move around. But this will also allow them to grow bigger roots, a little bit more stronger roots, to allow them to hold the moisture for longer, because it is in the succulent family. So the succulents usually don't need to be watered as much, right? So we're going to start to say, all right, well, the roots have developed. This is happening. Perfect for it. I'd add a little bit in the soil, use a lighter, more like there's a soil mix out there, a succulent. It's a it's got a little bit of sand in it. It's a little bit lighter mix. It allows moisture to flow through easier.
So drainage.
Yeah, okay. Perfect. Add that to the soil. So let's just say you have a 4-inch pot. We go to a 6-inch pot versus, you know, going from a 4 to a 10. Just about like two, like the, usually it goes 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 for sizes. So it's just the next size up I'd want you to go to. Don't go too big. But I think that's part of it. The other thing I would look to do is, maybe add like an all-purpose fertilizer to it just to get it to have something to, you know, just get a little bit stronger. Okay. So it'll be long, the longevity of it will help for the plant as well.
Very good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. It's such a beautiful plant. I was thrilled to find it.
Yeah, it really
enjoy
is a cool.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Huh? It's a very cool looking plant. So definitely, I can understand why you went for it.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
All right, Nathan, who's up next?
Ozzy's in Nantucket.
Ozzy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I love your introduction with Satchmo. To start with.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and also the rabbit situation. The lady just talked about there's plenty of rabbits around where I live, too, in the circuit.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
My main question is a clematis that I bought probably 6 or 7 years ago from Country Garden. When I planted it, it's on the south side of my house. Got a trellis to grow up on. And I put a good-sized hole. I put a whole bag of planting soil in that hole. And the first few years, it grew nicely up the trellis and so forth. Put out lots of flowers. And then it's gotten weaker and weaker. And this year, the base flowers are nice and green, or the flowers, but the growth. And it saddens putting out the feelers things and started growing up the trellis, but not strong at all.
Okay.
And I watered it quite often. And also, I come to a point where I said, this thing's way behind. So I mixed up some Miracle-Gro, put that on, and I don't know if it's connected or not, but it even got worse. And then it almost got, so it got brittle.
Okay.
And I said, it had it. So I just snapped everything back down to the ground. I've given up on it for this year. And my question would be whether it's ended its life. Should I just dig it up and plant a new one? Because I got friends that don't even do anything with them, and they grow crazy right up over the roof.
Yeah. You know, that. So I think sometimes with plants, depending upon maybe they've used the nutrients that are available in the area for it. So I wouldn't say I wouldn't give up on that area. What I would look at doing is, since you cut it back to the ground, I'd add, you know, get like a bag of compost, some sort of compost. It could be, you know, leaf compost. It could be seafood compost, anything like that. And that whole area, I'd want you to put like a nice top dressing over the top. You don't have to mix it in. You can just use it as a covering, almost over the mulch or whichever.
What do you mean, your compost stuff?
Yeah, like a compost, like just the actual compost. Put it over the top of that area. And not just right around the plant. Go that whole area where it would, you know, its root system might be.
Add in that, a small area where I've got it planted. The ground area is kind of small. But.
Yeah, that's fine. What this is going to do is it's going to add the organic material into the soil. Organic material is huge when it comes to growth of all plants. What it does is it helps all the other elements really get to where it needs to be. Now, sometimes with soil conditions, when there's not enough nutrients, that's why clematis aren't, you know, flowering and they seem less and brittle, etc. So adding this is going to help it. The other thing I would look to do in the spring is, you know, use like an all-purpose fertilizer or like a garden tone or a plant tone from Espoma, sprinkling that around the base of it to give it something to start the season with, right? So it has a slow release to build as the year goes on, and then as you're starting to see growth, that's when you could use a fertilizer. A lot of times with the Miracle-Gro, at least, you know, the green and yellow box, that's like a 20-20-20. So that's a lot of fertilizer right away. Whereas using like an organic fertilizer, more like a Neptune's Harvest, is usually like a 4-3-3 or a 3-4-3. Lower amounts of fertilizer slowly releasing into the plant a little bit easier. So that could be part of it. Could have been the perfect storm of things here where use the Miracle-Gro and then maybe it was warm or whatnot and it could just burn some of the leaves. So that's part of it. And then looking at, you know, the watering situation, even though it's been in the ground for a number of years, established plants this year are starting to show issue, with being dry. Because, you know, the drought conditions, and you're getting a little bit more rain off, you know, in Nantucket off the water there, but it's still in some of those conditions. So I wouldn't be surprised if doing a few of those things will help it for next year.
Right. So give up on it for this year, cut it back, and then when I get going next year, do the compost, right?
Yeah, I mean, if it's still got some green on it, maybe get rid of the brown, leave the green. So that it can build up any of its, it can take the nutrients that are there right now and pull it into the root system. Because the best way for a lot of perennials or vines, those types of things, is to let them die back naturally so that the nutrients that are in the plant will start to retreat to the root system versus you cutting them and then those nutrients just being there. So if there's still green on it, just cut back to
there's
the green.
There's a lot of green at the base. The base, the bottom growth around the bottom there is really all nice and green.
Well, perfect.
But those ones that tried to climb, they never climbed like they did when they were young.
Well, I think it's just trying to rejuvenate itself. So I think you have a good future with it, especially with it being green. So don't cut all the green out. Leave the green. Let it kind of do its thing for this year. Write it off that it's not going to climb and flower for you very much. And just, I'd still do those same things. Add the compost to the soil around it. Water it in a little bit heavier and then build from there. I think just based on that, you should be all right for next year. It's just having a down year.
But the compost pot is not for now. It'll be in the spring.
Well, you can do that now because I think adding organic material is only going to benefit the plant. It's not going to harm it at all.
Okay.
Just keep it away from the main, like, the main trunk, if you will. Put it on the, you know, on what you would almost call the drip line. So just couple inches away from the base. That way we don't burn the plant itself.
My other question is, I've got a few tomato plants that I get from a very successful farmer on the island, and he puts them together for me in a pot, just the way he does with his stuff.
Yep.
He got a time-release fertilizer, so I don't have to add any Miracle-Gro or anything. I water them quite often. They're very healthy looking, nice green, lots of tomatoes coming. And all of a sudden, and it was the same thing that happened last year, I'm getting bottom rot on the bottom, that brown rot.
On the tomato or the plant itself?
The tomatoes.
On the tomatoes. There's not enough calcium in the soil. So adding some sort of calcium to it, like a calcium nitrate, that would help you.
Okay, because that's kind of what I picked his brain. Actually went back to see him, and he gave me some calcium nitrate.
Yep, add it to the soil, and it's going to help it. I got to hit a break. I apologize for cutting you off. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Wilt Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you
want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm going to go right into the lines, try to get to the calls here. Nathan, who's up next?
Steve is in Hyannis.
Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Patrick, I really called to thank you.
Okay.
In the late winter, I called you up about 27... I forgot what the hell they are. Oh, my God.
Either way.
They just had a festival down here on the Cape. That's crazy. Any event, let me say this to you. You gave me some advice. I have 27 of these plants.
Yep.
And you gave me some advice because in over the past years, and I've had them about 15 years, they never grew the way I thought they should, or those that I saw around the neighborhood.
Yep.
But after I followed what you told me to do, oh, hydrangeas, that's what they are.
Yep.
Okay, I have 27 of them. After I followed the instructions you gave me in late winter throughout the spring, I have the biggest, the best, and the most beautiful 27 hydrangeas you ever want to set eyes on.
Well, that's awesome.
So much to the degree people are ringing the doorbell. Okay.
We can start charging to look at your hydrangeas now.
Well, they just closed out a festival here.
Yep.
And they asked me to participate, but I really wasn't ready because I wasn't sure if these hydrangeas were going to come out the way they did. But now I'm looking at it, I could have won a contest, for God's sake.
Well, that's great. I'm glad we could help on that. And, it's some of the best hydrangeas, besides, I'll say it so just in case he's listening, my father-in-law's hydrangeas, besides those, are grown on the Cape and the islands down there. But I definitely think you guys have some awesome growing conditions. If you do a few things here and there, they can be even better. So I'm glad it worked out.
Well, the thing that you the clue you gave me was the superphosphate.
Yep.
040.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the early spring, and boy, I'm telling you, this is spectacular.
It really gives them a kick start at the beginning. Helps with the root development. The better you take care of the roots and the soil, the more your shoots are going to be better for you. So by doing that, it's definitely worth it. And going forward, if you want to prolong some of the blooms when they start, look at using a liquid fertilizer of like a bloom booster that has a high phosphorus level. It also has nitrogen and potassium, but it has a high phosphorus level. And what it does is it helps prolong the blooms and pushes the blooms to be bigger and stronger.
Oh, they're about basketball size now.
Well, perfect. Well, that's you can't get better than that.
I'll tell you, this is amazing. So anyway, I just wanted to say thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate what your dad has handed down to you.
Well, thank you.
A lot of knowledge.
Yeah, I tried to listen as much as I could, and even though there's times you don't want to listen to your parents, I definitely listened.
Well, I learned a lot from him, and I'm learning a lot from you as well.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right, here. Got about a minute and a half. I don't think I'm going to be able to get to the next call. I know they were talking a little bit about clematis wilt on your clematis. So that could be part of what I think Ozzy was talking about. You know, some of the things to cure it is to plant it a little bit deeper. Sometimes this will happen where it'll be on the leaf and stem. So that could be something that he was going through. So it's a good point to bring up on the clematis wilt. It's a fungal disease. It spreads spores in damp or humid weather. So it's a bigger thing now to clean any of the damaged branches, anything that's brown leaves, etc., on the clematis and get rid of it. Definitely look at doing that. So I appreciate that caller. I'm just not going to be able to bring them on. I know that's what they were going to talk about. So I appreciate that. Till next week, everybody. Give us a call next week. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. I want you to hang on to that so maybe you can start on early so we can get through a lot of the calls. But until next week, be good to each other and get out there and plant something. Even though it's hot, you'll be able to enjoy it. Do it early. Drink lots of water. Stay cool. I'll talk with you guys next week. Have a great week, everyone. We'll see ya.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.